you didn't have any young ones, and boy, you guys have answered the call. You've come in. Yeah. And I recognized Jessica, right? And Sarah. And I heard your names out there in but I don't remember them. So what was your name? Nikki and Casey? Casey, I got a niece named Casey. And yours? Cheyenne? Cheyenne, what? Oh, Cheyenne and Casey and Nikki and Jessica and Sarah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's, let me see if I can remember. Now, what I've got in here is not a toy today, but I've raided the office supply place and hardware. Let's see. Any idea what that is?
Tape.
Okay, now I got something else here. We've got a stapler. Now, what I'm going to be asking is if you can see anything in common amongst these or what they're for. Let's see. Glue. Yeah, I didn't really recognize that as glue, but you guys would. Glue sticks. That's the modern glue. Yeah. Okay, got an idea? What's this? Well, it looks like a nail, a screw. It's actually a bolt, and it's got a little wing nut on the end of it. That, okay. Now then, what do those have in common? What are those used for? Any idea?
They're stolen.
Well, there's that too. Yes. Boy, you're good at the head of the class. Did you hear what she said? Keeping stuff together. Holding stuff together. We use tape to hold stick stuff down, don't we? And hold things together that would fall apart. And we use staples to hold papers together. And sometimes we staple stuff to the wall and if our parents don't catch us. And we use glue to glue stuff to the wall. No, to glue papers together. And this one might have thrown you a little bit, but you use this to hold boards together sometimes when you want to be able to just hold them together for a little while. But the idea is that all of these are to hold things together. Oh, good. Now, can you think of other things we use to hold things together? Yes. I can hear it clinking away in there. A bolt. Yep. And we use bolts, and we do use, you had mentioned earlier, nails. We use nails to hold things together. Anything else that you can think of that holds? Well, I had time to think about this. I won't press you any further. But, you know, holding things together is kind of neat. Now, what do you think it is that holds people together? Ah, you go to the head of the class. Right. Oh, Sarah, wonderful. Sometimes we think of other things that hold people together. Just kindness and, yes?
Chairs.
And what?
Chairs.
And?
I said chairs.
Chairs. Ouch. But you said it with such a nice southern accent. Chairs. Yes, chairs hold us all together. Pews hold us together. Just being close together, being neighbors kind of hold us together. Playing games with people.
Money games.
Any kind of games. Things that we do together kind of make us friends and hold together. But the real glue, God's glue, the best glue for holding people together is, and Sarah had it right at the beginning, love. And that's true. That's not just about people in the church, although we would hope that it's going to be true about people in the church. As a matter of fact, the last thing we do every Sunday is sing a little song, and some of you might not remember or been here long enough, but it's Bind Us Together, Lord, Bind Us Together. Is that the way it goes? With cords that cannot be broken. Bind Us Together, Lord, Bind Us Together. Lord, bind us together with love. It's something that we try to remember. Sometimes we forget. And that's one of the lessons, or two of the lessons, that we learn when we come to Vacation Bible School, when we come to Sunday School, when we come to church, is one, how God tries to bind us to Him with His love for us, and how He wants us to bind everybody else together with our love for them. Okay, so remember that. The greatest glue of all